do want to also say Tim McGraw probably deserves a seat at least in the discussion for the 90s. Just would give him a seat at the table, an argument. Anyways, hour three headlines. What do you got, Cody?
Thanks, John. A beloved British TV host has died at 67.
Who's that?
Paul O'Grady.
Who is that?
Beloved British TV host and comedian. Dead at 67.
What would I know him from?
Oh, you know, probably one of them shows that sound kind of like this, yeah? Because he's British.
What?
He's dead.
R.I.P.
Yep. Amsterdam is asking wild young male British tourists to stay away. Apparently, there's a real problem over in Amsterdam with these young Brits. Well, not okay. To be confused with Paul O'Grady, the British host who just died. First two headlines coming out of Europe here. Who's to say we're not international? Amsterdam is asking young British men to please stay away if they plan to visit the city to cut loose and go wild. The Netherlands capital's new online campaign is trying to tackle nuisance tourism. It was launched this week and targets visitors between the ages of 18 and 35. Say the city's local authorities. Hey, Amsterdam, here's an idea. Maybe don't have legal prostitution in your city, and you will not attract young, horny males. Apparently the Brits are causing trouble at Amsterdam.
What are they doing?
Well, there's these online search terms such as Stag Party Amsterdam, Cheap Hotel Amsterdam, and Pub Crawl Amsterdam. It's just like, I don't know, I guess like they're going over there and getting wasted, basically.
Wow.
Pretty wild.
You gonna go?
They're taking drugs, they're drinking too much. One video shows a drunk young man being arrested. The accompanying text says, coming to Amsterdam for a messy night plus getting trashed equals 140 euro? Fine. And criminal record.
Mm.
Coming to Amsterdam for a messy night, stay away. These damn Brits. Aren't you glad we got away from them?
So happy.
So we could create a country with standards that doesn't party and act wild.
When I think of Amsterdam, I still think of Hostel. That makes me never want to go there. Any of you guys ever watch that movie, Hostel?
Mm-hmm.
The horror movie?
I don't think I have, actually.
Yeah.
Basically, these Americans go there and stay in a hostel, Cam, and it turns into like, kind of like Saw, I guess. Or they basically just torture them and cut them up, and yeah. Makes me never want to go there.
Pretty hostile of them.
Yeah, for sure.
The First Lady, Jill Biden, will be in Nashville today.
Doing what? For the school shooting, I suppose. I shouldn't have asked that so happily. I realized it as I often.
What's she there for?
Yeah, no, I
just hanging out on Broadway.
Yeah, no, I figured it out.
That's the rap party?
Figured it out. Disregard.
Yeah, she will attend the shooting vigil.
She's got the rhythm. I got the blues.
Apparently, two fishermen were involved in a cheating scandal at an Ohio tournament.
Recently, or is that the one where they were putting weights in the fish?
They've pled guilty.
Yeah, we talked about that. Those fishermen, that video went a little viral. They were basically putting weights in their fish, and they kept winning all these tournaments and defrauding people and winning hundreds of thousands of dollars of cash prizes, and they got caught. And I'm surprised they didn't get, like, murdered.
You know they had the Bassmaster Classic here this weekend?
I heard people talking about it.
Somebody told me that it brought, like, 25,000 people into town.
A lot of rednecks.
I saw a lot of boats going around, boats and things. And
shouldn't be rednecks. People aren't rednecks. They like to fish. I shouldn't have said
that. They are.
Not everybody. I don't know if you can be a redneck and own one of those. And a lot of rednecks probably, well, a lot of those boats are really expensive. So I think there's all types of people that fish is what I'm getting at.
Well,
I think there are some rednecks that fish. Don't get me wrong.
I think there's all types of people that are rednecks, too.
Okay.
You can have money and still be a redneck.
No, I know.
Just ask Jeff Foxworthy. He made a whole career off of it.
Yeah. No, I wasn't saying that you can. I know that, of course. But I'm just saying I don't think just because you fish that makes you a redneck is what I was pushing back on.
Right. Some people fish for survival.
Sure.
And other reasons, you know.
Teach a man to fish.
Those Alaskan ice fishermen are probably not rednecks.
Teach a man to fish, like Cam said.
Those Inuits. They probably don't consider themselves to be rednecks.
Mm-hmm.
How's the saying go? Teach a man to fish, he'll have fish for a day. But if you teach a man to fish, he'll have fish for life or something like that.
Didn't you just say teach a man to fish twice?
What's the quote?
Give a man a fish and he has a nice little pet. You give him.
I don't think.
Teaching a fish.
I think it's give a man a fish. It's obviously, he'll have fish for a day.
Yes. Teach a man to
fish. Teach a man to fish. He'll have fish for life.
Yeah.
That's how it is. Something like that.
Fish for life, bro.
God.
It's a good quote. Do you remember those?
The moral of the story is don't do things for people. Teach them how to do the things for themselves.
Do you remember those fish books in school that had like the scales on the side of the book? And you could like touch the fish.
What was that?
Not Animorphs.
Animorphs.
No, these were like you could touch the scales. There was a certain artist.
Oh, it's my new official take.
I can see it in my head.
My new official take is that Kenny is eliminated from '90s, but I think Tim McGraw and Allen are. Oh, there's an argument there between the two of them.
Oh, so you argued all that for Kenny Chesney, and now you're admitting I was right with Allen.
Well, no, I argued just against Allen having a lockdown spot is what I was arguing.
Now you're saying he does have a lockdown spot?
No. Did you not just hear what I said?
Well, why are you throwing Brooks and Dunn out?
I'm not. I'm saying that, to me, they have a spot.
So are you locking Reba in?
No. George, Garth, for me, I got Brooks and Dunn there. They're not locked in. And I'm saying that Allen and Tim McGraw, those are the three people competing for two spots. I'll push back on you saying Allen was locked in.
Tim McGraw, and Reba are competing for
one Brooks spot. And Dunn, Allen, and Tim McGraw.
But I'm not saying, Reba?
I'm taking Reba out.
You've ditched Reba.
Well, I didn't lock her in. I'm just saying I'm working through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking about Kenny, but I'm throwing Kenny out. I don't think he didn't have the biggest commercial success, enough of a commercial success to have a spot. I think he'd be on there for 2000s.
Right.
I think he's a 2000s Mount Rushmore person. But I think...
Well, that was my whole argument.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations. But I'm saying that I think Tim McGraw and Allen would be...
Where's Shania Twain in this?
She also has a spot. Maybe it's Shania instead of...
Because she had the major hits.
Yeah, but she didn't have enough albums in the 90s. But her one album was... You can make the case
Again, though, so you go top end or do you go...
Well, she doesn't have... I don't know. Like, she had probably the album of the 90s.
Do you want to know how Ranker has 90s country singers ranked?
Like, Come On Over was probably the album of the 90s.
Do you want to know Ranker?
Ranker?
Can I tell you the top four in Ranker?
The Woman in Me was a good tune.
Number one, George Strait. Number two, Alan Jackson.
Or is The Woman in Me what I was thinking of?
They have Garth at third.
Well, that's a stupid list.
And then Reba at fourth. Well, this is just the public. This is Ranker.
Yeah.
It's where you just give it a thumbs up vote.
So know? I guess Come On Over and I guess Reba had two albums.
Shania. You know who we're forgetting about, too? Randy Travis. There were three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway.
Mm-hmm.
He had some country songs.
He did have some country songs.
He had the one about the... Did he have the drinking bone? That was Randy Travis, wasn't it?
But, again, you're doing the thing you always do. Three Wooden Crosses came out in 2002.
Well, what about the Drinking Bone song?
What do you mean?
Was that Randy Travis?
I mean, I don't... Just...
The Drinking Bone's connected to the... You know what I'm talking about? Randy Travis.
Songs. Yeah. I mean, he had...
Oh, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? That was a cover.
Yes, but you're doing the thing where you're just taking any song.
I'm just saying Randy Travis the 90s. Songs is what I'm doing.
I don't
Forever
think,
and Ever, Amen. There you go, 1987. But see, that's not in the 90s.
Yeah, he has
that
a great.
Counts.
No, it doesn't. He has a great
career for the 90s.
No, it doesn't. He has a great career, but I don't think in the 90s he belongs on the table. I think of him. I was going to say I think of him more as like 80s.
87 rounds up to 90s.
No.
You remember when Hank Jr. said that stuff about Obama on Fox and Friends? That was wild. You continue to evolve with each album that goes by, and as an artist, you continue to expand with every recording project.
Who said that?
Randy Travis.
I don't feel like he's evolved. I feel like he has pretty much the same sound, but either way. Shania is a good submission. She might have a spot at the table. She's definitely over Reba. So if we're putting a woman on there, she's got the spot, I think. But really only two albums.
Guy didn't even mention Shania. Didn't even cross his mind. 90s.
I would imagine it's probably after you looked at Ranker, if I was guessing.
No, I know Shania. I know so many Shania songs. Skeletal remains found in Lake Mead's identified as 1970s drowning victim. So they found another one in the lake that was not a mob body. Interesting.
Not particularly. A 50-year-old drowning? I mean, was it of a princess or something? Like,
yeah, actually, it was.
If it was a princess, then okay. But if it's just a random person drowning, I mean...
It was actually the heiress.
People drown every day, B.
People drown every day, B.
It was actually the heiress.
Probably not every day, at least not in America. Sometimes it's too cold probably to drown.
Yeah, you just fall in the ice.
Yeah. Then you probably, like, you die of hypothermia before you technically drown.
Yeah, that's true.
They'll give you a COVID death for it, too. You had COVID.
You know, the hospital's got more money for doing that?
Yeah, yeah.
Everything's about money.
Was what? The mess up? The hospital's got more money?
That they just counted COVID deaths?
I don't know if it's messed up. They got more money. I feel like the hospitals needed a lot of money because they had to pay a lot of nurses to help people.
Yeah, it's true. Nurses are heroes.
Whenever you were, I got too drunk and I did drugs and my heart hurt. I had to go to the ER for 2 days. I didn't hear you complain about nurses then.
My heart's beating fast.
I didn't hear you making fun of and mocking nurses at that point. You're like, owie, please take my blood. I'm scared.
Why is my heart beating so fast?
I'm scared. Put that thing on my finger and check my blood pressure, please. It's got to be 300 over 1,000.
Why is my pulse rate 181?
Owie, I'm scared. Yeah, I don't know you're putting down nurses then.
No, I like nurses. I'm a big nurse guy.
Nothing will ever top the story of you sitting on the sidewalk crying when you lost your car.
I was not crying.
Yeah, you
I
were.
Was not crying.
You were crying.
Stop saying I was crying.
Damn, were you here for that story when Cody talked about losing his car and how he walked for miles and couldn't find it, so he just sat on the curb and started crying? And it turned out his friend had taken the car home the night before.
I was not crying, first of all.
He said they're sobbing on the sidewalk because he thought his car had gotten stolen. It wasn't even his car, I don't think. I think it was his friend's car that he had borrowed. And it got stolen. And he sat there and cried.
It was.
He walked on the river down there near Neyland Stadium, just sat there weeping.
It was one of those.
And then it turned out his friend just taking it home.
It was one of those nights after, like, blackout drinking yeah. where you, like, just don't recall.
This guy can't handle his booze.
We got
ER and weeping on the sideline.
Maybe you just don't know what it's really like to party.
Yeah.
Really pushing over the edge.
He doesn't end in crying.
I used to sit here and cry, and I couldn't ask my friend because I'd yelled at her.
I pushed it over the edge. It was a rough night. It was rough.
I'm scared.
My heart's beating fast.
Sean writes in, Vince Gill. I can't put Vince Gill on that list. Not for top four. I got Brooks and Dunn on mine, by the way. He wrote in Brooks and Dunn, too. I got that. Shania. So I think my four might be Garth, George, Brooks and Dunn, and Shania. But I don't know. Tim McGraw deserves a spot. And Alan Jackson. It's tough. It's tough.
Alan Jackson's on there.
Not for me. But
I go Alan Jackson, Brooks and Dunn, Garth, and George Strait.
My initial thing, Cam, was he said it wasn't even an argument. Like, obviously got a spot on there. And it's clearly an argument.
I don't think it's much of an argument.
It's clearly an argument.
Yeah, country purists might say it's not an argument. It wouldn't have Garth on there.
Nailed that. Way to go. You nailed that statement. Cam, send us to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
No. My friend's trying to figure out what to name his son, though.
Your friend's trying to figure out what to name his son?
Mm-hmm.
Junior.
Chadsey.
That's what he said, actually.
Yeah.
He wants to just name him
after
his
himself
name
and call him Junior.
I told him just make sure it doesn't end in E-I-G-H.
Yeah.
It's pretty good rule of thumb.
Well, surely he wouldn't name a boy anything that ends in E-9. Yeah,
you never know these days.
Or E-I.
Brantley.
I've never seen a Brantley named with an E-I-G-H.
You know how these whites are with their E-I-G-H names.
I think Brantley's a dumb name anyways. No offense if you're named Brantley. Agree. If you're a boy named Brantley, that's a little weird.
I told him.
It's not your fault. It's not even like you can go by Bran either because that's a dumb name too.
Bran?
No, Brant. Like if your name was Brantley, you can't just shorten it and go by Brant because that's a dumb name too.
Yeah. I think I'd just change my name at that point.
Would you go by Bran? Can you go by Bran?
I'd go by Bran, probably.
But then that Game of Thrones guy ruined that, too.
Yeah. I don't know. He did become the...
Spoiler alert. People would say...
It's true.
People would say that you were named after Game of Thrones guy, and that would be kind of lame, too. So it wouldn't... You'd be kind of stuck.
You could name him DeBrickishaw. That'd be a good name.
That's a good one.
Call him Brick.
Yeah.
The Brick.
Can you imagine a white kid named DeBrickishaw? That'd be pretty cool. I feel like you'd have to grow up tough. You'd have to lift a lot of weight if you're going to be a white dude named DeBrickishaw. If you got Brick in your name, you got to be tough. You can't be like a little nerd.
Isn't the guy from Anchorman named Brick?
Brick Tamlin, yeah.
Isn't he a nerd?
Yeah. Yeah.
There goes your theory.
Well, yeah. Guess that one's out the window.
Although he was willing to throw tridents and fight people, so.
Yeah.
Maybe he wasn't.
Lay low for a while, Brick.
Maybe he wasn't weak.
The original Anchorman was great for its time. I don't think it holds up, but.
I haven't really gone back and watched
it. For what it was at the time, it was great.
I've recently rewatched some of the late 2000s comedies, and I got to say, this is a more non-sports because I don't think anybody wants to hear about the race for the play-in tournament in the NBA, really, with seven games left.
No.
I would be fascinated to talk about it, but I don't think you guys would be. So I'd rather talk about 2000s comedies. And I will say that post-2000, you'd be hard-pressed to find someone with two better comedies under their belt within like a five-year period, really under since 2000 in general, than as a lead person than Jonah Hill. And Superbad and 21
we
Jump Street.
We get it. You like Superbad. I'll tell you.
21 Jump Street and Superbad, I think, that's a tough combo to beat.
I tell you what else is hard-pressed.
So
and
good.
That made Kanye like Jewish people again.
It did. We didn't do our version of Kanye tweets, but Kanye did post on Instagram over the weekend that
do you think
he watched 21 Jump Street and he's backing on Jewish people because of Jonah Hill, who, strangely enough or ironically enough, changed his last name to no longer be associated as Jewish.
It may make it one of the most powerful movies of all time.
Speaking it holds up, too. It makes me laugh so much.
I still laugh.
Speaking of hard-pressed.
The part where they go into the drug locker room before the party. He's like, I found a pound of Coke. He's like, Jesus, we're trying to show them a good time, not ruin their lives. Yeah. He's like, weed? Perfect.
He's going to give
all the high school killers a brick of cocaine.
Like, a little Coke's going to ruin their lives.
A brick would. It's 17 or 18 just to go there and just drop a whole pound.
Just fry their brains off.
It's like, Jesus, we're trying to show them a good time, not ruin their lives.
One of my great fantasies is finding a brick of cocaine. Like
the ones that wash up on the beach?
Yeah. Like when you see those stories
the ocean,
about
bro.
That.
Just
yeah.
hang out of the ocean.
Just hang out by the beach.
You're never going to find it here unless you're a bear.
Yeah, that's true. When you said hard-pressed, I was going to say, speaking of hard-pressed, that's what my
paninis.
Nipples are up against my shirt. So could you cut that vent off, please? Could you please make
it
so cold?
Open in there.
It's so cold.
You got your door open in there.
It's very cold.
Why do you think the air kicked on?
Because it's cold.
But why do you think the air is on?
It's been on for the last hour and a half.
You think it's on because people keep leaving the door open?
No.
And that's why it kicks
no.
on?
No. It's been on. I would say it shouldn't
that's
even
why.
Be on. It's like the high today, I think, is 61, 62 or
when,
something.
When people leave the door open, it brings the temperature down, which kicks the air condition on.
It shouldn't even be on.
So then we're just like, you know, spinning our
shouldn't
wheels
even
here.
Be on.
But either way.
Do you think when Kanye said.
I'm just glad we have good air condition here. It's one of our few amenities in the
building. Oh, yeah, we definitely do. It's nice in the summer.
It's one of our few amenities in the building, so I think you should take it for granted. I think you should quit taking it for granted.
This building is easy to cool.
Yeah. Did you have a submission for the person with two better comedies since 2000? Jonah Hill?
I don't know. I mean, Will Ferrell. When you say, do you think when Kanye said, I hate these blank more than the Nazis, do you think that was like an omen for his actual beliefs now?
An omen like, or like
because I saw people point. Yeah, foreshadowing is what I meant. Because thanks for getting the word. I saw people that said that, like when he was talking about his recent comments, you know, like, oh, he meant that. Like he, you know what I mean?
No, I don't think so.
No. It was just kind of a verse he used, I guess.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell, though, definitely. Anchorman and Step Brothers.
God, yeah. Not neither one of those are as good.
I'm not saying they're not chuggy. I mean, I'm not a big Will Ferrell guy, but
they're
you're also a little hard for Seth Rogen and Jonah Hill. I don't know why
Seth
you're
Rogen's so. Not in 21 Jump Street.
Well, Jonah Hill, you have a hard on for Jonah Hill.
I just
Hill.
Think those movies are both the best.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
You know who else?
I think they hold up really well too.
You know who else was hard for Jonah Hill was that big devil, the shadow on the wall. You know when it shows his big. I mean, I don't want to be too graphic, but
this is the end. I haven't really seen
that movie where he gets.
I love that about? Movie for some reason. It's so
I've
bad.
I've watched it once, but I don't
so
remember any of it.
I don't want to give a spoiler, but
Step Brothers.
Jonah Hill gets raped Anger by the man. Devil. Do what? I mean. Commercial Shoot. Success, like
what happened? I thought commercial big, success didn't mean everything.
Well, how do you want it to? I mean, I don't know how you want to.
The commercial success didn't mean anything. Make up your mind, bro. Does it or
doesn't? It doesn't to me, but if it does to you, so like, I mean, were Jonah Hill's movies better than Anchorman and Step Brother? Were they bigger than?
I'd venture to guess they both got higher than
Talladega Nights.
I would venture to guess they both got higher than 66.
Talladega Nights was also pretty big.
No,
2006.
Just for NASCAR losers.
People liked that movie.
I would say that I would venture to say both of those got higher than 66% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, I don't know.
71%.
I mean, those movies play all day, every day on like TBS.
Yeah, because like Big Bang Theory. They're the Big Bang Theory
well,
of comedy.
They
movies.
Appealed to America.
That's fine. Yeah. Doesn't mean they're good.
I'm not saying
it means
they're
easy.
They're not Oscar winners.
It means they're easy.
Okay, but that's what. Is that not what a Jonah Hill comedy is? Like, it's not going to win an Oscar.
No. Well, he did win an Oscar, or was nominated for an Oscar.
Not for a comedy, right?
Moneyball had some comedic aspects in it.
That's a real movie, though. That's not like.
I mean, he had some comedic.
Yeah, but you're not talking about those kind of movies. You're talking about fun, cute movies.
Well,
comedies like you know.
They're less.
I think I got you with Will Ferrell. I think you should admit defeat here.
I don't think so.
I'm not saying I'm even a big Will Ferrell guy, but when you Step Brothers, Talladega Nights, and Anchorman are all like.
They're just, I mean, maybe to lowest common denominator, but they don't hold up as well.
See, now you're doing that highbrow
thing.
I'm just saying.
If we're trying to make it somewhat,
while
you're trying to make it
Jonah Hill is some supreme comedian.
Well, if we're trying to make it somewhat subjective, and again, I know ratings aren't everything, but like Superbad, 88% and 87%, 21 Jump Street, 85% and 82%, Talladega Nights, 71%, 73%, Anchorman, 66% and 86%. I mean,
Step Brothers.
I'm getting Step Brothers. So, I mean, it's hard to beat mid-80s.
Okay, but the volume aspect.
First of all, Step Brothers is not good. It's not a good movie.
I'm not saying
it's
it
not
is.
Even good, though.
I'm not even saying it is. But
so
I'm
asking you to name two better movies, not more popular movies. I can Google box office numbers. Step Brothers got a 55%, bro. It's not a good movie.
Okay.
It's not good. I've been telling people that for years. I fell asleep in it.
Yeah.
The first time I went to see it, I fell asleep.
Yeah, okay.
55%. So no, I'm not gonna say you got me.
If Jonah,
no, I'm not gonna say you got me because you put up a movie that has a 55% rating. You know how hard it is for a comedy to get 55% to not even be able to make 60% of people laugh at your stupid comedy.
I don't know.
55%, and the audience didn't really love it either. 69%, the audience didn't really like it that much either. And again, I fell asleep in it.
Cam, let's cut this audio and send it into Jonah Hill's people to see if he'll let John be an assistant to Jonah Hill.
I would say Vince Vaughn's got more of a claim than Will Ferrell
has.
Oh,
my God, Vince Vaughn.
You just have bad humor. You have bad taste. You picked
you're,
a movie.
You're not going to.
You picked a movie with 55%.
Humor
bro.
Expert over here.
You picked a movie with 55%.
Humor expert.
55%. 5-5.
I have.
5-5.
So much. I have every level of humor.
So much so that you like a movie
you only
that has
have
55%.
Like, you only have one lane.
55%.
You have this one lane you like.
The best one he put out, Cam, had 71. That's his high level. That's his high watermark. 71%. Ooh. Humor guy over here.
You have one lane.
71%.
Why don't you just, if Jonah Hill was here and he pulled his hog out, would you touch it?
71%.
You think Jonah Hill's going to hear this, bro?
And again, I would say.
I wonder if Jonah Hill's going to hear this.
I would say Wedding Crashers is better, too. And Vince Vaughn has a better claim, too. 75 and 70%. People back that, too. Higher than all those other movies we just talked about, too. Yeah. Interesting.
I bet you love Jonah Hill and Wolf of Wall Street, too, huh?
I didn't really care too much for Wolf of Wall Street. That was more of your thing. Like, well, these guys are partying. I want to be like Jordan Belfort. Yeah. This is crazy.
Yeah, that's definitely me, bro.
It is.
You got me paid.
It is.
You got me paid.
Go to the hospital.
You nailed it. You nailed it. That's who I want to be. It's Jordan Belfort.
Yeah.
Money. Everything to me is about money. That's true. I'm very much known for that.
Cam. 55%. He picked a comedy with 55%.
It's still more popular than the movies you so mentioned.
Big Bang Theory was very popular, too.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah. The Other Guys, also a good one.
The Other Guys.
Type in The Other Guys, see what it got.
The Other Guys is fun.
Marky Wahlberg.
It's fine. Mark Wahlberg, I'll find him to be.
Old School. How about Old School? That was Will Ferrell.
It was also Vince Vaughn, but it Old School doesn't hold up really that well. The Other Guys, 79, 60.
So what's good about your Jonah Hill? Like, why did you start?
Great comedies.
Well, why did you decide to do a segment standing for Jonah Hill?
No, there was something that came up. We were talking about music, and then I was thinking, I had that thought on the plane because I watched 21 Jump Street on the way back, and I was thinking about really just that.
Which one of the F1 boys is it in there?
That back-to-back comedies, that's pretty good.
Is it Zac Efron?
In what?
21 Jump Street?
Zac Efron.
Which one of the or who am I thinking?
You're thinking the Seth Rogen movie with the...
No, no, no.
Oh, you're thinking of Channing Tatum?
Who are the brothers that have the pretty eyes?
Oh, you're
thinking
of the Francos.
Eyes. The Francos. Yeah, the Francos. Which
Dave,
one of them is it?
The young one.
Is that why you like it?
He's funny in it.
Yeah.
Dave's a really funny character in it. I do like Channing Tatum, too. I mean, I find the whole cast to be pretty entertaining.
You like Channing Tatum?
I do. I like Channing Tatum a lot.
Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah,
I'm more of a John C. Reilly guy myself.
I like
for sure.
I like his curly hair. I find him to be really funny.
He's funnier.
No, he's not.
John C. Reilly's not funnier than Channing Tatum.
Not funnier than Jonah Hill, but I don't find him to be funnier than Channing Tatum either,
Jesus,
really.
Jesus, come on.
I don't find him to be particularly funny at all.
You have an ice cold
honestly.
Take.
I don't find John C. Reilly funny
where's
at
that,
all, really.
Where'd you get that take out of the cooler where your steak was?
Oh, yeah, because there's so many movies carried by John C. Reilly. He gets to be the lead actor so many times.
He carries that Winning Time show pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
He's a lead man in that show.
Is that a comedy?
That's pretty good, yeah.
He's a lead person
in
it?
He's got a lot of comedic aspects.
He's the lead person
yeah.
in it?
Yeah,
and it's
is.
A comedy.
Yeah.
And he carries it.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't watched it, but
I mean, I know
movie-wise.
I know you don't know much about basketball, but
you should watch it. I know movie-wise he doesn't really do much.
Well, he's pretty good in that TV show now.
I haven't seen it, so I won't comment on it.
You can't say he's not funnier than Channing Tatum.
Yeah, I can.
If you want to say Jonah Hill, fine, but Channing Tatum?
I can say it. I don't find him to be particularly
Please
funny.
Please don't say that.
I don't find him to be particularly funny.
Okay, well, that's subjective then. See, this was like my thing with Madonna. That's the thing. I mean, you can just say it's not for you.
Well, I mean, you can.
But objectively, John C. Reilly is funnier than Channing Tatum.
None of his movies have good ratings, so I don't know. I've never watched that stupid Dewey Cox movie, so maybe he's funny in that one.
Walk Hard.
Yeah, maybe he's funny in that one.
You don't want to come in. You don't want no part of this, Dewey.
Yeah, I haven't seen that
part
one.
Of this. This here is heroin.
So maybe he's good in that one.
Part of this, Dewey. Oh yeah, he was the lead in that.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
I mean, it's funny, but you wouldn't like it probably. But
I might not. I used to love the scary movies growing
Walk
up.
Walk Hard.
So.
They meet the Beatles.
74.
You're 70, lucky we even let you in the damn band.
74 and 57, that's not bad. I mean, 57's bad for an audience, but 74's pretty good. The critics liked it. They appreciate it. Anyways, overrated, underrated. Will Ferrell, overrated. Very overrated. Stick with us. Talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
It's overrated.
Overrated, my friend.
Overrated. I'm going to tell you why. I think that's a solid rated right there. It's perfect rated.
He underrated, man. He got some swag. He has some real swag.
Lobsters are underrated. They don't die.
All right. He's ready to play some overrated, underrated.
Me.
Me.
Right, somebody's invested.
Me.
You ever seen Cyrus with John C. Reilly and Jonah Hill?
No.
Whoa, crossover.
Yeah. Jonah Hill's like a live-at-home son, and John C. Reilly is dating his mom, who is Marissa Tomei. So like, then there's like three of them.
I do like Marissa Tomei.
Love me some Marissa Tomei.
They're pushing for $20 minimum wage.
Oh, my God. So food's going to be like $15? I can't get lunch for lower than $15 now?
They should just give us more stimulus checks.
I feel like $20 an hour would be pretty good for most people.
Oh, it would. It would.
I mean, they're going to raise all the prices.
They're just going to take the money from us.
Yeah,
it's sure. Like we're going to make more money. This is everything's going to be more expensive.
You just got to start eating cans of Spam, man.
Oh, my God.
Start eating Spam.
Damn. Need a new job. Need a good hourly job.
What is this with Jay-Z and Ed Sheeran? You seen this?
No.
Ed Sheeran says Jay-Z turned down appearing on Shape of You. Good for Jay-Z. I hate Ed Sheeran. I think I hate Ed Sheeran more than any artist.
He's a little cringy.
I do not like him at all. The way he sings his songs and everything, I hate him.
He needs to. He wants to be like a rapper, and he wants to like rap, like sing fast. He wants to be cool. Just stick with singing like the ballads, bro. Like,
I hate all of it.
Thinking Out Loud and what was the other one? There was another one, right? Thinking Out Loud, and then there was it Shape of You, or I don't even know what it was. But
well, Jay-Z declined Shape of You.
Is that the one I'm thinking of?
I don't know.
Anyways. Or Perfect. Is it Perfect? What's the song that goes, we were just kids when we fell in love. That's the one I'm thinking of.
You're doing a really good job singing that. Can you sing some more?
I don't know the rest of it. We were just kids when we fell in love.
Dude, that sounds really good.
Na, na, na,
That's really talented. Has anybody ever told you how good you sing?
Sometimes. Depends what kind of notes I'm trying to hit. Anyways, overrated, underrated. Stop stepping on the segment.
Oh, yeah.
You had your chance for headlines.
All right. First up, I get orange juice.
Did you say juice?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I got to say, I have a trouble with this one, Cam. Orange juice. It's very expensive, but every time I drink it, I'm like, man, orange juice is so tasty, and I feel so refreshed. I gotta go properly rated. I think it's every time I pay the $4 for it, I'm like, you know what? I'm happy I did it. Although I do get mad. I go through Hardee's, I'll get a biscuit and orange juice, like $8. I'm like, really? And then I drink that orange juice and I'm like, refreshing. Properly rated, begrudgingly, because it is expensive.
Not to brag, but I recently went to Florida.
Oh.
And the orange juice
you
there.
You went to Florida? Yeah,
and I got fresh squeezed orange juice from the side of the road. Whoa. Oh, my goodness. To die for. They squeeze it right out of the orange for you.
Whoa. Which, where it comes from?
Yeah. Right out of the orange. Holy shit. Where do you guys stand on pulp? Because I'm a some pulp guy. I can even handle heavy pulp.
I hate pulp.
You hate pulp?
I don't like the consistency. I don't like two different consistencies.
You're one of
something.
These texture type folks. Yeah. That texture bothers you?
It gets me a little bit.
I like the one that says some pulp.
Yeah. It's a good tasting
juice. I get
so
mad when my mimosas have pulp in them.
Good fresh orange juice is hard to beat. It's good. Sometimes I like it on ice.
Orange juice and ice?
Yeah.
You're a maniac.
Sometimes I like it even with vodka.
You're a maniac.
Oh.
Orange juice is good. I think it's the best juice. If you're just ranking the juices, I put it ahead of pretty much any other juice. Although, don't you?
No,
love...
No, I do agree with that. I put it ahead of every other juice.
Don't you love when you're at a hotel that has like the free continental breakfast? You probably don't frequent those, do you?
No, I do, but
they have that machine.
I don't think the orange juice is as good out of the machine.
I don't know. I think the machine.
It's fine, but I don't.
It's not from concentrate.
No, I know. I just don't. I get a little weary of it because it's too expensive to be given away.
Yeah, it probably does have something weird about it, but. If you get just the good 100% natural orange juice, I mean, like you said, though, you got to pay for it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's expensive. It ain't cheap.
Imagine if you had to put a whole gallon of, if you had to fill your tank up with orange juice. I say gasoline's expensive.
Oh, my God.
Am I right?
Yeah.
What if our cars had to run on milk or orange juice, huh?
Thank God engines don't run on orange juice.
Amen.
It is good, though. I mean, I'm
the one who says some pulp.
I guess I'll go properly rated because of the cost, but it's, I mean, who doesn't like orange juice? Good. It's very good.
It's yummy. Properly rated.
All right.
I used to drink orange juice like all hours of the night.
Yeah. My favorite
dinner
thing.
Time, nighttime, go to the fridge at like 2 a.m. and chug some orange juice. I used to love eating.
It's refreshing. Every time you can drink so much of it.
Yeah.
Like, because
if I did that at night, like, I just drank $6 worth of orange juice. Now I can't sleep.
Every taste of it hits so good, though. The only bad time is after brushing your teeth.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
That's the only bad time.
That's kind of fun, though, even then.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a thrill.
Yeah.
All right. Next up we have trucks.
Firmly overrated. I'm firmly overrated when it comes to trucks.
Least shocking answer ever. Cody doesn't like truck guys. Who would have thought?
Well,
What do you need your big truck for? You just ride around honking at people? Well, just want to sit up above people?
Yeah. I mean,
hey, jerk. You're only getting 14 miles to the gallon. Global warming, ever heard of it?
You ain't getting 14, probably like 9 or 10, yeah. 11. Somebody.
And then you get the guys with the jacked up tires and the jacked up trucks like, hey, small penis alert.
Yeah.
And then what do you got to do? You just got to help your friends move, so you're the guy that gets stuck moving all the time. What's the benefit?
Wouldn't it suck if you found out that those guys actually had large penises? And it's like you see they this big jacked up way. Truck, and you're like, hey, small penis guy, and you're like, worry, you get to make the joke, and then the guy's like, actually, no, and he has like an 8-inch hog.
8 inches is what you went with
I'd
for.
I'd be like, damn. Yo, yeah,
in your hypothetical where the guys had monster dongs, you went 8 inches?
Yeah, it's big. Okay. It's really big. Anyway, so the trucks, yeah, overrated. I mean, I've been getting recently, I get a lot of right-wing misinformation, but I also sometimes get left-wing misinformation. And what the left is telling me is that you can basically do everything you can do in a truck in like a van. Like, having the big truck is just a status symbol.
That's not true.
It's just having a status
symbol. So what kind of van? Like an Astro, like a big Sprinter yeah, van?
Like, for the most part, hauling stuff. Like, they say you need a truck
to haul
stuff. In a minivan?
That's not true.
Not a minivan, like a work van. Like, most of the stuff you need to haul or whatever that you have your big truck for,
you can't put a couch in the back of your van.
Yeah, you can. I've done it. I've used a U-Haul van. I'm talking about like a work van, like a Sprinter van or something like that. You can use that for basically anything.
What if it's tall?
The only
what if you have
thing,
something tall?
The only,
there's a roof on it.
The only thing you need a truck
you can't
for
pull
is pulling,
trailers.
Pulling, yes. Like,
so you can't do
you,
it.
You need the diesel power. But most people are not pulling things. I'm just saying,
you can't say you can do most things in a van that you can't truck. I don't think that's
true. That's what the left-wing misinformation told me.
Well, they're wrong because things that are tall that go up won't be able to fit in the van.
I'm talking about like a work van.
There's still a ceiling on the roof. There's still a ceiling. There's still a roof in the van.
Have you ever moved in a van?
Yeah.
I have. You can do most things. I mean, it is true you can use most things.
What if you've got to admit, a lot
of these guys driving trucks, it's a status thing. A lot of these
Least surprising thing ever, Cam. Cody hates truck guys.
There's a lot of truth to it.
Cody hates truck guys.
It's a status thing for a lot of guys. It is. I know these guys. They're all back home.
You just hate everything.
No, I don't. Cam asked for a... You got to have a take. We're doing a radio show here. I mean, what should I just come in? Oh, trucks are fine.
Okay, remember that, Cam. You got to have a take. So next time I ask Cody a sports take and he's like, oh, I don't really care, I'm gonna have a call back to this.
You got to have a take.
You got to have a take, yeah.
I got to be interested in the topic,
you gotta,
too.
No, you got to have a take. That's the rule from now on. You got to have a take.
I don't hate everything.
If I ask you something, you got to have a take.
I do not hate everything. You have that wrong. I just told you earlier I like riding in the back of trucks.
I think some trucks are very overrated. Like, I've been giving Charlie a hard time. He's been driving this big-ass truck around for a while, and it's not even four-wheel drive.
What?
And it's kind of like, well, what are we doing here?
Now his transmission's all messed up.
Now his transmission's apparently messed up.
He blew a tranny last night.
Which I feel bad about, but I'm just like, he's talking about like selling his truck. I'm like, well, is it four-wheel drive? He's like, no. I'm like, well, who the hell wants a non-four-wheel drive? My brother also had a big truck that wasn't four-wheel drive, and he was trying to trade it in and buy a new one. And he had the people figure, like, he had, like, a deal worked out. And then, like, at the end, told them that it wasn't four-wheel drive. So they, like, ripped up the paper. He's like, whoa, never mind then. And all he do is just keep his mouth shut. And he could have been out of there. But he just
does it not seem kind of crazy, though, that a lot of these guys spend, like, $100,000 on a truck? I mean.
How's it? I mean, what do you mean?
There's people that spend $100,000 on their trucks.
Well, some people use their truck for work.
You know the kind of guy I'm talking about.
I mean, I think people that could say something about any type of car, too. If anybody spends a bunch of money, like, fixing their car up and making modifications and stuff, that's weird, too.
I'm talking about these guys that, like, drive down Broadway.
We get it, bro. You hate trucks.
No, they drive down Broadway, and they got, like, the purple and green underneath them. Those kind of trucks. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, yeah, but, like...
Douchebags.
Well, yeah, but like Cam didn't ask.
Small penis.
Cam didn't ask jacked up trucks those with neon lights on it on Broadway. He just said trucks. And you made your whole argument thinking about those one particular type of people, and you put all of truck people in it and let the chopper spray, which is what I'm talking about.
I did not.
Yeah.
No, like I like some trucks.
Last call on the other side.
Your pet is an important...
last call here on the program, brought to you by Linderman Sports Medicine. You know the drill by now. If your body's aching, you got a nagging issue, a nagging injury, and you want to get it fixed without surgery, you need to try every possible avenue. We recommend going to see Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine. LindermanSportsMedicine.com to learn more. LindermanSportsMedicine.com. Cam, you got a story for us?
Yes. Finally, I have something to talk about, my hatred of Dolphins.
Okay. Tua got you down? Lost a lot of money on the Dolphins some games whenever Tua would get hurt.
I read this wrong.
You read it wrong? The Dolphin actually comes out looking good in this?
No, it was the people harassing the Dolphins.
Oh. So the Dolphins the victim here?
Yeah.
So you're victim shaming?
Yeah. Because it's just Dolphins.
Not very spinners. Not very nice
just
of
some
you,
spinner
Cam.
Dolphins. Hawaii authorities say video shows 33 swimmers harassing wild pod of dolphins.
Oh, no.
It's already a federal law. You can't swim within 50 yards of a spinner dolphin in Hawaii, but...
Why in Hawaii? Just, like, endangered there?
Yeah, I think they just don't want people messing with them. Because people were, like...
They said
they're harassing them because they're nocturnal and they weren't getting the normal rest and stuff they needed.
Oh,
people
so
kept
they weren't
bothering
getting
them.
Sleep because people were in there messing with them.
I know the feeling.
So they thought they
no,
were really messing
dolphins,
them up.
Not whales.
Oh, I can't even be mad about that one. That's a good one. What can I say? I got no comeback on
I'm
that.
Sorry,
one.
That was hateful.
No, that's good. That's funny. As long as it's funny, yeah. Self-deprecation, I'll take it all day if it's funny.
It's not really self-deprecation if it's
well, no, it's
else.
Well, it's yeah, it's I mean it's just deprecation. It's pretty funny
the
though.
The trippy thing about dolphins is you can't tell that they're sleeping because they still will be swimming because they have a unique ability to
is
sleep.
That like is it true that sharks have to swim or they die?
Not all species, but most of them, yeah.
Are dolphins the same way when they sleep? Is that why they swim, so they don't get caught by predators?
Well,
or?
You know, they still got to go up and breathe, so. But they sleep with half their brain, sleeps at a time.
So they're on autopilot.
Yeah, kind of. Sharks is because they need the water to push over their gills.
So they're
basically,
breathing.
Yeah, breathe, help them breathe.
Evolution's crazy, bro.
Some species don't. Some can chill. Like nurse sharks, for example.
I never really thought about what animals do when they sleep. Like, do they still have to get to the water to breathe? I never really thought
yeah,
about
like
that.
Yeah, like dolphins and whales, yeah.
You don't ask the other ones in the barn with you? Yeah, I'm not going to be able to get him back.
Yeah.
He got me too
you
good.
You lost it.
He got me too good. I can't even come back.
This guy doesn't know humor like I do.
You did get him. You got him.
That was a nice little jab. Nice jab.
Yeah, we don't get
I
jabs
around here.
I can
appreciate a nice jab.
No jabs for me.
So I know you hate. Got MAGA black
anti-vax Cam.
Do
that was also good. You guys have had two great jokes this segment.
Would you swim with the dolphins, Cam?
No, absolutely not. They terrify me. I have a fear of dolphins. I'd swim with sharks though. That sounds cool.
So you're actually afraid of them?
Yeah, a little bit.
As much as you know about animals, you would still be
yeah,
afraid of them.
They're more dangerous. Things that are smarter are more dangerous. But you have a certain level of intelligence.
I knew Cody was going to try to find a joke there,
people
but he couldn't.
Tell Marcus.
I knew he was going to find something, but couldn't do it.
I'm out of steam. I'm trying to find something anywhere I can.
Yeah.
I need one good joke to end the show.
You can try the woods behind behind Broadway and see what you can find.
What do you mean?
Usually your best bet.
Last call is over. The show is over. We didn't talk any sports today at all, but don't blame us. Blame the schedule. We'll talk some sports tomorrow, maybe. Russell will have something for you. They'll do a Mount Rushmore of Tennessee sports or something. Stick with us on Fan Run Radio.